Thanks, and welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. We want to remind you about the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota are coming up. In fact, it's July 23rd through the 29th, the 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping July 23rd, rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th, parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, all aspects of agriculture. Actually, they're all covered by Tri-State Livestock News. Other things like grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new, used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events, of course, are all part of the comprehensive coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News.
Home on the Range Champions Ride, the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match on Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10, the grand entry at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to the Home on the Range to help children living there.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, they're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. You can call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. Getting started, Mike. The State of Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife sent a letter to a home landowner asking for permission to access his creek on the property to document the decline of a certain species of frogs. This is the first letter. Dear landowner, ODFW staff will be conducting surveys for foothill yellow-legged frogs and other amphibians over the next few months. As part of this research, we would like to survey the creek on your property. I'm writing this letter to request your permission to access your property. Recent research indicates that the frogs have declined significantly in recent years and are no longer found at half their historic sites. Your cooperation will be greatly appreciated. Please fill out the attached postpaid postcard and let us know if you're willing to let us cross your property. Sincerely, Steve Niemela, Conservation Strategy Implementation Biologist. And the response. Dear sir, thank you for your inquiry regarding accessing our property to survey for the yellow-legged frog. We may be able to help you out with this matter. We have divided our 2.26 acres into 75 equal survey units with a draw tag for each unit. Application fees are only $8 per unit after you purchase the frog survey license. That's $120 for resident, $180 for non-resident. You will also need to obtain a frog habitat parking permit, that's $10 a vehicle. You will also need an invasive species stamp, that's $15 for the first vehicle and $5 for each additional vehicle. You will also want to register at the check station to have your vehicle inspected for non-native plant life prior to entering our property. There is also a day use fee, that's $5 per vehicle. If you are successful in the draw, you will be notified 2 weeks in advance so you can make necessary plans and purchase your creek habitat stamp. That's $18 for residents or $140 for non-residents. Survey units open between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., but you cannot commence survey until 9 a.m. and must cease all survey activity by 1. Survey gear can only include a net with a 2-inch diameter made of 100% organic cotton netting with no longer than an 18-foot handle, non-weighted, and no deeper than 6 inches from net frame to bottom of net. At 1 p.m., you can use a net with a 3-inch diameter if you purchase the frog net endorsement. That's $75 per resident, $250 for non-resident. Any frogs captured that are released will need to be released with the approved release device back into the environment unharmed. You will also need to provide evidence of successful completion of frog surveys and your comprehensive course on frog ID, safe handling practices, and safe defense strategies for frog attacks. That course is $750. Please let us know if we can be of assistance to you. Otherwise, we decline your access to our property, but appreciate your inquiry. Sincerely, Larry and Amanda. Not sure where that came from, but I think quite a few of us can feel that pain.
I wonder if they ever came to check on the frogs.
So do I.
Folks, if you have something to share with us, like frog surveys, whatever it might be, send it to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that and maybe someday feature it right here on The Good Stuff.